The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Perhaps this book is the most mysterious book in the world. It has been the world's best-selling book. Parts of the Bible have been translated into more than 3,200 of the world's languages, and 636 languages have a full translation available. That's according to the Wycliffe Global Alliance. But how many who can read it can understand its mysteries? What about you? Can you understand the awesome prophecies for the future of the world and the universe? The book of Revelation describes the glorious throne of God with a sea of glass and a brilliant rainbow. It also describes a heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, that will eventually come down from heaven to a new purified earth. And what is the meaning of Daniel's prophecy, the statue of Nebuchadnezzar's dream? The book of Revelation describes a harlot woman riding a beast with 10 horns. What is the meaning of these visions? You need to know the keys for decoding the mysteries of the Bible. To help you understand this amazing book, we'll be offering you an inspiring free Bible study course that will open your eyes to incredible truths. Be ready to write down the contact information to order your free study course. The Bible also reveals the answers to the greatest questions of life. Why am I alive? What is the purpose and meaning of life? What are the keys to abundant life and successful living? This book has the answers. You need to study your Bible. What are the keys to understanding Bible mysteries? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. We all desire world peace, personal and family prosperity. There is one source that reveals the way to abundant living, the Holy Bible. The Savior of the world, Jesus of Nazareth, stated this in John 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The secrets to abundant living are revealed in this book, the Holy Bible. It also reveals the future and why our world is currently experiencing turmoil and conflict. Our daily news seems to report continually on regional wars, political conflicts, record weather calamities, disease epidemics, and famines. Will the world end in nuclear cosmicide or climate catastrophe? Or perhaps science will produce utopian conditions and save us all. How can we understand the future of the world and why there is so much turmoil and instability in the world? This book reveals the causes for the chaos and confusion afflicting our world. Its secrets have been held from the great thinkers, philosophers, and world leaders. But you can understand. On today's program, we'll discuss 7 keys for decoding the mysteries of the Bible, and we'll be offering you an inspiring free Bible study course. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free study course. Now let's consider 7 keys to unlock the mysteries of the Bible. Key number 1, the Bible is always relevant. Some people believe that since the Bible was completed about 1900 years ago, it cannot be relevant for us today. That belief is wrong. As we've demonstrated in dozens of our programs, not only is the Bible relevant for us today, but its prophecies also reveal humanity's future and our incredible destiny. The good news is that mankind will not completely destroy himself. Jesus Christ will return at the most dangerous point in human history to save us from ourselves. The gospel of the kingdom of God is always relevant. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew 24, verse 14. Jesus said, And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Yes, we look forward to the end of this present evil world, the end of this age, and the beginning of a new age, tomorrow's world. The Bible is always relevant. The Gallup poll discussed that, quote, 65% of Americans agree that the Bible answers all or most of the basic questions of life. Yes, the Bible is relevant. It does answer the most basic questions of life. According to the American Bible Society's report, State of the Bible 2017, American households own an average of 4 Bibles, but 13% do not own even one Bible. That's up from just 8% in 1993. 10% of those surveyed said that they had purchased a Bible in 2016, and 20% lived in households with 6 or more Bibles. But how many read the Bible? The 2017 survey found that 16%, about 1 in 6, read the Bible daily. What about you? I challenge you to open your Bible, if you have one, and simply read it. I think you'll be amazed at the plain, solid principles and precepts for successful living that you'll find. Just start reading the book of Matthew, and then the other 3 witnesses, Mark, Luke, and John. Read their eyewitness testimony and evidence with an open mind. And for those households with 3 Bibles or more, encourage every member of your family to read the Bible. It can profoundly change your life for good. Key number 1 for understanding the Bible: the Bible is always relevant. Key number 2, prove all things. Turn in your Bible to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. We often challenge our viewers to check in the Bible for themselves. Don't take for granted what we say on this program. Read it in your own Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5, 21. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Or as the King James Version states, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Notice the attitude of the Bereans in Acts, the 17th chapter. The author Luke commends the Bereans for their positive investigative attitude in reading the scriptures. Acts 17 and verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. One way of testing or proving the Bible is to practice the principles and precepts of the Bible. Jesus emphasized that we must live by the Bible, by every word of God. He said in Luke 6, verse 46, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?" You can prove and test the Bible by practicing its instructions. That is how you can have a good understanding. Just as Psalm 111, verse 10 states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments." Key number 2 for understanding the Bible is prove all things. Another way to prove the Bible is to utilize our free Bible study course. The Bible has precious, priceless promises for you, and it reveals your potential future and the future of the world. The Bible is an up-to-date book. It's a timely book. In fact, the very first lesson of our Bible study course is titled, "The Bible, a Book for Today." You need this amazing free 24-lesson course. Lesson 2 is, "Are We Living in the Last Days?" Lesson 3, "Can You Understand Bible Prophecy?" Lesson 4 is titled, "Reveal the Master Key to Bible Prophecy." You need this free Bible study course. So pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons of our free Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. Just ask for the Bible Study Course. You can also order this free Bible study course on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
The Bible is a mystery to millions of people, but you can understand its mysteries if you apply the keys to unlocking them. In the first part of our program, we discussed the first two of seven keys to understanding the Bible. Key number one, the Bible is always relevant. Key number two, prove all things. A third key for effective Bible study is the Bible interprets the Bible. We've discussed this principle on previous programs, and it is an extremely important principle. More than 25% of the Bible is prophecy, and symbolic language is often used. The books of Daniel and Revelation contain much symbolic language. How can you understand it? In previous programs, we've discussed examples of symbolism in the book of Revelation. As we saw in Revelation 1, verse 20, stars symbolize the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands symbolize seven churches. In Revelation 17, the Apostle John sees in vision a beast ridden by a woman, a harlot. Revelation 17, verse 3, John writes, "And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. She is called," in verse 5, "Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." Verse 6 declares that this woman persecutes true Christians. The following verses give us the meaning of these symbols. Verse 12, for example, reveals the meaning of the ten horns of the beast. "The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with a beast." And verse 18 tells us, "And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth." Our third key for effective Bible study is the Bible interprets the Bible. If you don't understand a symbolic word, look elsewhere in the Bible. This leads us to our fourth key, study all the scriptures on a topic. Teachers who fail to do this often end up teaching false and misleading doctrines. Take, for example, the controversy often called law or grace. Does God's grace mean a Christian can live a life of rampant sin and blatantly disobey his Savior? Of course not. As Jesus said in Matthew 19, 17, "If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." Jesus then went on to mention several of the Ten Commandments. Let's understand, the Bible does not contradict itself. Jesus said in John 10:35, "The Scripture cannot be broken." God's grace does not give us permission to transgress God's law. Some wrongly take Ephesians 2, verse 15 as doing away with God's Ten Commandments and the moral law. Ephesians 2:15 states, "Having abolished in his flesh the enmity," that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Actually, this is speaking of ordinances, or in the Greek, dogma. In this case, man-made laws that cause division between Jews and Gentiles. Remember, the principle here is to study all the references on one topic. If we read Ephesians 2:15 apart from the rest of the Bible, we could come to a wrong conclusion. Listen to this plain comment about Ephesians 2:15 from the NIV Study Bible. "Since Matthew 5:17 and Romans 3:31 teach that God's moral standard expressed in the Old Testament law is not changed by the coming of Christ, what is abolished here is probably the effect of the specific commandments and regulations in separating Jews from Gentiles, whose non-observance of the Jewish law renders them ritually unclean." In other words, When you are consistent and honest with the Scriptures, as in this commentary, the truth is, God's moral standard expressed in the Old Testament law is not changed by the coming of Christ. This is consistent with the principle we'll discuss later in the program. The Bible is a complete book. Study the Scriptures in both the Old Testament and New Testament of your Bible. To have a true understanding of Bible truths, apply our fourth key, study all the Scriptures on a topic. When you honestly do that, you will see that, as in this example, grace does not do away with the moral authority of God's law. When you start understanding the awesome revelation and truth of the Bible, you'll gain knowledge for living an abundant life, and you'll have faith and confidence in the coming kingdom of God and the glorious future God promises us. We'll continue with more keys to understanding the Bible in the next portion of our program. But first, let me give you another opportunity to request an amazing Bible study course. This 24-lesson course is absolutely free of charge. We'll send you the first four lessons upon your request. You'll be greatly inspired by the insights and lessons from tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Order your first four lessons. There's no cost or obligation. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
The Bible contains awesome treasures of truth and pearls of promise for all of us. But we need to search out those treasures and claim the priceless promises God gives us so freely. When was the last time you opened your Bible? If you're a regular viewer of this program, it might have been just a couple minutes ago. But according to the American Bible Society, 32% of Americans never read the Bible. Another 24% read it or listen to it on their own no more than four times a year. They may not understand the Bible, but you can. So far in the program, we've discussed four keys to understanding the Bible. The next key sets the stage for any biblical subject you want to study. It's very important. Key number five for effective Bible study, understand the context. When you study all the Scriptures on a topic, go a little further. Read all the Scriptures around a verse you are studying. For example, some wrongly say that the Jerusalem conference in Acts 15 abolished the Ten Commandments for the Gentiles. But notice the Apostle James' decision in Acts 15, verse 19. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. When the Apostle specified these four prohibitions, did that free the Gentiles to sin in other ways? To transgress the commandment that says, you shall not kill, or you shall not have other gods before the true God? Of course not. The apostles in no way repealed the moral law of God. To understand this, we need to read the context. What was the main question? Read verse 1 of Acts 15. And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. The issue was circumcision. The conference decided that Gentiles did not have to be circumcised in order to be saved. The Apostle Paul later wrote to the Corinthian Gentiles in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 19, circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters. Be careful to study all the Scriptures around the verse you are studying. Remember the fifth key for effective Bible study, understand the context. Key number six may seem obvious to serious Bible students, but it is rejected by too many professing Christians, and thus they greatly restrict their understanding. Key number six for understanding Bible mysteries, the Bible is a complete book. Many cannot truly understand the Bible because they throw out its first 39 books called the Old Testament. Let's understand. When Jesus quoted Scripture, he quoted the Hebrew Scriptures or the Old Testament. In his tremendous spiritual battle with Satan, the devil, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, when he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." You'll find that in Luke 4, verse 4. That profound truth is absolutely foundation to anyone's happiness and their eternal life. The Apostle Paul, writing to the young evangelist Timothy, spoke of the genuine faith that was in Timothy's grandmother Lois and in his mother Eunice. They had taught Timothy the scriptures from childhood. And what were those scriptures? The first 39 books of the Bible. The New Testament had not yet been written. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, "From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Timothy was able to understand salvation through the Old Testament Scriptures and through his acceptance of Jesus Christ as his Savior. The Bible is a complete book. It begins in the book of Genesis and ends with the book of Revelation. In fact, God warns us in Revelation 22, verse 18, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Let's understand. When Jesus taught us the two great commandments, he quoted them from the Old Testament. The first great commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength, is written in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. And Jesus' second great commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, is from Leviticus 19, verse 18. These Old Testament verses Jesus quoted are commandments of God. The point is, my friends, that we cannot understand God's truth or his plan unless we study the whole Bible as the Word of God. To understand the Bible, we must read both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Key number 6 for effective Bible study, the Bible is a complete book. The final key to understanding Bible mysteries is vital and fundamental. We'll discuss key number 7 in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free inspiring Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. You'll be able to study the promises, the prophecies, and the teaching of the Bible in your own home at your own convenience. Yes, the Bible is relevant. You need to explore its treasures of truth. The Bible answers the most basic questions of life. Lesson 6 of our Bible study course is titled, "Why Were You Born?" The answer will astound you. The first lesson is titled, "The Bible, a Book for Today." Lesson 2, "Are We Living in the Last Days?" Lesson 3, "Can You Understand Bible Prophecy?" Lesson 4 is titled, "Reveal the Master Key to Bible Prophecy." You need this amazing free 24-lesson Bible study course. There's no cost or obligation. So pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons. Just ask for the Bible study course. You can also order it on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the deeper meaning of life itself. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. Just ask for your free Bible study course. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
The Bible reveals awesome truths that the great and mighty of the world do not understand. But you can understand if you apply these 7 keys to understanding Bible mysteries. The final and vital key for effective Bible study is foundational. Key number 7, pray for understanding. The Bible emphasizes that we need a teachable attitude. Ancient King David was a man after God's own heart, as it tells us in Acts 13, verse 22. Notice David's teachable attitude in praying for understanding. Psalm 25, verse 4. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. My friends, pray for understanding as you read and study your Bible. Pray for guidance. God blesses those who respect the Scriptures and reverence His holy word. Turn in your Bible to Isaiah 66 and verse 2. Almighty God states, But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. The 7th key for effective Bible study is pray for understanding. The Bible is the most important book in the world. My friends, if you've neglected reading the Bible, now is the time to change. Read it daily. If your attitude is right, you'll be greatly blessed and your life will be changed. As Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The Bible is not only a book for today, but it's also a book for the future. As Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 33, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Thank God he shared with us his awesome spiritual truth and the very purpose of life. Again, my friends, be sure to request your Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. This detailed and informative course will help you in your study of priceless spiritual truth. It will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. And it will help you prepare for the future. And it's absolutely free of charge. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I, as well as our guest presenter, Rod McNair, will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.